T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas ISD changing the rules for what you can bring into basketball games. It's all a result of the shooting that happened this weekend. KRLD's Alan Sky is at Dallas ISD headquarters with the latest on the investigation.
Police say two groups of people got into a fight in the third quarter of the South Oak Cliff Kimball High School basketball game Saturday night.
The fisticuffs turned into some gun violence.
Superintendent Michael Hinojosa says an 18-year-old who had withdrawn from Dallas ISD and was going to a charter school was injured very significantly. A Dallas ISD police officer was grazed by a bullet, but she should be okay. A 15-year-old boy turned himself in and has been charged with aggravated assault.
I want to be very clear. Please do not blame SOC, and please do not blame Kimball for this. This was totally out of their control.
Dallas ISD will no longer allow bags, backpacks, or purses at basketball games. Hinojosa says details should come in the next couple of days, but they're also forming a task force to look at options for weapons detection. At Dallas ISD headquarters, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A string of online puppy scams have been shut down, but officials warn, hey, they could be back at any time.
Puppy scams, tricking people out of their money, and they used Fort Worth addresses to do it.
They were just trying to get money.
Amy Razor with the Better Business Bureau says the puppy scam stole about $10,000 from a handful of people around the U.S. The fake businesses used real Fort Worth addresses on their websites, but the addresses weren't associated with them.
None of that was true.
Razor says all 11 websites have been shut down, but she warns they could come back in the future.
Just be careful. You know, a pet is a commitment. You want to meet them in person.
And Razor says, do your research. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
While rodeo performances at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo have a new home this year, their old home's still going to get plenty of use, says KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
The close of last year's Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo brought about the end of a 76-year tradition, rodeo performances inside the Will Rogers Memorial Coliseum. Matt Brockman with the Stock Show says now that the rodeo has moved to Dickey's Arena, the old Coliseum will now be used to hold events that had previously been held in arenas that proved to be much too small.
Our Mustang Magic has been one of our more popular horse show events. That has been a ticketed event in the Justin Arena, which seats roughly 1,500, 2,000 people, sold out really fast. Now we have the Coliseum to feature those.
Other events that will move to the Coliseum include the American Quarter Horse Association Versatility Show and the Steer Show, where the Grand Champion Steer will be crowned. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
I-30 could be the first highway in the country built with embedded technology for self-driving cars. The North Central Texas Council of Government says I-30 from Arlington to Fort Worth and east of downtown Dallas, it's going to need to be rebuilt soon. And Transportation Director Michael Morris says he's working with TxDOT to embed 5G technology, short-range communication, and induction loops into the pavement to charge electric cars as they go.
I'm advancing the notion that these would be the first freeways designed right out of the gate instead of being retrofitted for autonomous vehicles and trucks.
He says the highway would still meet today's standards, but if TxDOT included that technology now, it could build for the future instead of always having to play catch-up. Morris says TxDOT could plan now for a future that lets cars travel closer together, cutting down traffic, and allowing for highways that are less wide as well. Now, this year, the AT&T Byron Nelson will be played somewhere different, or though it will be played at the Trinity Forest Golf Club in Southern Dallas, but then after that, it'll be played somewhere different. KRLD's Kurt Lewis explains.
When the Nelson was moved from the TPC Four Seasons in Las Colinas after 35 years, organizers plugged Trinity Forest as the next big thing, but things didn't quite work out that way. The first year, 2018, was played in a scorching heat wave. Bad news on a links course without one single shade tree anywhere even close to a fairway or green. The next year, the skies opened up in a frigid rain that left the course a soggy mess. All in all, the first 2 years were a financial disaster. so organizers are pulling the plug. After this year's Nelson, the tournament will be moved, but where, nobody knows. Word is it might go back to Las Colinas for one more season and then on to Frisco.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.